lifted. We're finally in seventh grade, so every Saturday, Melissa, Robin, and I are allowed to take the number 10 bus down Plainview Road, past the A&P on one side and King Cullen on the other, past the new library, the beverage barn and Chicken Delight, the junior high and both movie theaters, all the way to Hicksville and the Gertz Shopping Center, where we spend the day stealing. We call it lifting. All those items waited to be lifted up and tucked away. Makeup and perfumes, magazines, clothing. Melissa once lifted a pair of tall white go-go boots from Florsheim's, just pulled them on and strolled right out. And Robin would load up a shopping bag in the crowded aisles of Sam Goody with one 45 record after another. The Beatles, Love and Spoonful, Young Rascals, dozens of them. I'm the coward of the bunch, concentrating on smaller items, cheap jewelry, lipstick, and scarves. Lifting, we call it, which is what I feel when I shove something in the pocket of my peacoat, like my prize, and I float for a moment, suspended between not having and having, getting caught and getting away. Mostly we're lucky and we don't get caught. Robin once, almost, but she outran the security guard, even though he yelled, "Young lady, young lady," and she usually never runs, being so heavy and all, even in gym, and a frosted nail polish opened up in her jacket and smeared and stunk up everything, but she got away. And Melissa is doubly lucky because 2 weeks ago she walked by a group of ninth graders outside the pizza place and Rob Williams told her that she looked just like Allie McGraw. And bam, Melissa got lifted into the popular crowd, asked to hang out by the flagpole before school, and all of a sudden she's talking about how they're going to hitchhike to Jones Beach this summer. And me, with the worst mistake of my life, Sassoon haircut that doesn't make me look like Twiggy at all, only makes my nose look twice as big. Well, Melissa's climb in popularity doesn't include me or chubby Robin either. The last bus home is 4:15, so the three of us meet at 3:30 in the luncheonette of McCrory's, sit in a row on the red vinyl bar stools, surrounded by bleached-out posters of BLTs and turkey clubs. Then we order sundaes, our favorite, because the tight-lipped waitress has to take down one of the pale balloons strung like party lights over the counter, her white uniform lifting as she reaches, the balloon going off like a gun when she pops it, and if the folded paper inside says free, then we don't have to pay for anything.